We're getting some high fives out there for that calypso. Thank you very much. Fantastic. First time here ever, first time here this week, I invite you to fill this out and put it in the offering plate and let us know. Also, there is a place on the front side to leave your prayer requests. This week, we will be praying over those on Wednesday morning at 11:30, and the prayer keepers invite everyone to join them as well. And now let us be in prayer. God of our salvation, your bow in the clouds proclaims your promise to every living creature. You are with us. By your Holy Spirit, lead us, that we may remember our baptismal vows and be keepers of your trust with earth and its inhabitants. People say, throw out some words to me. What do you feel when you think of a rainbow? Happy, joy, beauty,
surprise.
Mm-hmm. Fresh, clean air. A pot of gold. We'll get to that later. What does a rainbow mean to you? You might have some ideas. When there's a rainbow in the sky, we can't help but smile. It is the sun literally breaking through the clouds, offering hope for a rainy day. It is when the sun hits the rain or mist in the air in just that certain way, creating a prism of light in the sky. Or if you want to get real technical, because I have some scientists in here, here's a mouthful that I got from my Google search. I practiced this, so let's see if I can get it out. It's a meteorological phenomenon caused by reflection, refraction, and dispersion of light in water droplets. But maybe better said, it is that moment in the house or in the ark when you've been cooped up for days at a time, you, perhaps also the kids and the animals, wild or tame, and now everyone's completely stir crazy and suddenly heaven opens up, a bright future is ahead of you, and nature offers an olive branch. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
That is the rainbow, the sun breaking through the clouds, hope on a rainy day. Let me ask, has anyone ever thought of a rainbow this way? Anyone by chance look at a rainbow and think of a volatile warrior god displaying their storm bow and shooting from it arrows of lightning?
No.
No, no, maybe not, maybe not. But would you believe that that's exactly what you would have thought when you looked at the rainbow if you had lived in the times of Noah? The warrior storm god was a dangerous god and a common understanding of God in the ancient Near East. The story of Noah flips that idea on its head. It's an intentional attempt to say that we should never believe that God wills our destruction. Old Testament scholar Terence Fretheim explains that in the moment that God forever hangs up that war bow, after the flood, there is created in the sky an everlasting symbol of peace instead. And God asks for absolutely nothing from us in return. Not this time. It's pretty clear we're going to keep messing up, and yet God is moved to protect our lives forever and ever without end. And God promises that that will never change. An irrevocable promise, a reminder in the rainbow, a symbol of divine peace. Want to listen to this text again? God said, "This is the symbol of the covenant that I am drawing up between me and you and every living thing. On behalf of every future generation, I've placed my bow in the clouds. It will be a symbol of the covenant, the promise, between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow appears in the clouds, I will remember the covenant between me and you and every living being among all the creatures. Floodwaters will never again destroy all creatures. God said to Noah, "This is the symbol of the covenant that I have set up between me and all creatures of the earth." It's God's promise. It is a covenant of peace for every living creature. Hear how far this message extends. We today celebrate diversity in the rainbow. And that's absolutely appropriate, isn't it? Because God does too. This can never be a strictly Christian symbol, because it's in the clouds and it belongs to all of us from our Creator. It can never be limited, not this one, not by creed or ethnicity or identity or gender identity or any other category that we humans can try to imagine. This is not our work, it is God's work. It's God's promise, and it is extended to the ends of the earth. We all come from Adam, and then we all come from Noah. And this is our pot of gold, Tom. The rainbow is a covenant of peace with our God. Irrevocable for all of creation and for all of time. One time, never needing to be repeated. Lexi, that's your baptism too. You may have chosen today as the day to be baptized, but today God chose you. As we talked about before, this is God's work happening in your life. You become a symbol of hope for the world. You are also God's rainbow. God has claimed you as a beloved child, and nothing you ever do can make God take that back. This is God's promise to never leave you. And like the rainbow, it has no conditions attached to it. God invites you to freedom, forgiveness, whenever you get out of line, and you will. And God invites you to life abundant. And if you ever wonder if God has a place for you, church, can you answer that?
Absolutely.
There's no question. So stay close to God. And God's path will always lead you to life. See the rainbow and remember God's promise to you and to all of creation. Let's pray again. God of our salvation, your bow in the clouds proclaims your covenant with every living creature, with Lexi and all the rest of us. Teach us your paths and lead us in your truth, that by your Holy Spirit, we may remember our baptismal vows and be keepers of your trust on earth and its inhabitants. The people say,